Well, the freedom we have is tied into this idea of perception. And then that perception, as was mentioned, the angelic perception, is light that comes into our own awareness and offers us an alternative to what dominates our thinking without having the presence of the word within the mind. So it is the word itself and its presence within us that gives us freedom, that gives us an alternative which we can choose. And that freedom is associated with the idea of as of self, that it is all the Lord from beginning to end, but that we are given the seeing as if it is our own, so that we can act on that in choosing what is higher over what is lower. And this really is what the whole story has been about. It's about the transformation of how lower things are held. And in the story that we've just come out of, it was about the sons of Jacob becoming the sons of Israel. And what's pointed out there is that this is a transformation in our relationship to the word. That as the sons of Jacob, the word is read much more literally. But as the sons of Israel, so Israel being good in the natural, when the sons of Jacob are brought into contact with good, that is Israel, they become the sons of Israel. And what that is truths that can be applied to the life of the mind, so that it goes from a literal reading of the text to a process reading of the text. And it's in the transition to reading according to our own process and states that the opportunity comes to see the states that bind us and what the Lord is offering so far as truths to release us from those states. So that's the sort of transition that's been spoken about here. And Benjamin as that which binds what is inmost to what is outermost is a crucial aspect in that ability to see, because Benjamin is the means by which the inflow can occur and influence, in terms of our own awareness, influence our awareness so that we can actually engage in spiritual work as it is set in front of us. So Benjamin is the understanding of truths that arises from having practiced them, having applied them. There's a lot actually in this reading about turning to faith and charity, turning to the Lord, this idea of being bent toward. For me, it directs my thought toward the idea of repentance or metanoia, which is a turning of the mind toward what is good and true, or toward charity and faith, or toward what is of heaven and of the Lord. So the sons of Jacob is the text when it's understood literally, and the sons of Israel is the same text but understood in terms of its spiritual applications, so more internally understood. And there's a little section in here that talks about the Christian church. So it's section 2 of 5979. And so the question is there, well, what is the Christian church in me? And when you go through that section, what the Christian church in me is probably the equivalent of what's represented by the sons of Jacob. It's an intellectual understanding of things, but not yet brought into experience. So the thing that categorizes the Christian church throughout the writings is the idea of faith alone. And so faith alone in us is knowledge without practice. That's simply what it is. And so in order for the sons of Jacob to become the sons of Israel in us, there has to be practice. For the word to become something that can support our interior states, you have to practice it. You can't get it any other way, because you can't get the light and the understanding needed, or you can't get the illustration that's needed to give you that light and understanding, or to support it at least. So just linking it back, so the Christian state is that this is about the Lord. Through practice, it becomes the Lord. So that is the glorification. So it's the putting off the appearances of the senses as being true, as conveying what is true, that enables the word to be seen for what it really is, which is the Lord with us. So it's an important point that the regeneration of the mind and the glorification of the Lord, it's like the DNA strand. They flow together in terms of our experience. So as we regenerate, we come to see the Lord glorified. I mean, the Lord has always been in the fullness of his glory. That's never been a question. It's about how we perceive him. Or the word is always the Lord, but do we perceive him? Or do we perceive it as him? That's always the question that sits there. And what we find through our work is that we get glimpses. We are occasionally on the Mount of Transfiguration, and what the Lord is starts to shine, or what the word is starts to shine through, which is what it always is. So it's about having our spiritual eyes open to be able to perceive him present, and that can only happen as we shun evils as sins against the Lord.